Hey there, Oz Freaks. We have a very special episode for you this week because finally we have done the Vaughn episode. So for a little bit of context here, Vaughn is one of my best friends and he is the only person that I haven't told about this podcast. And I convinced him to be on an episode without telling him that he was going to be on an episode or that the show existed. So it's a surprise to him. The second that I start recording. I hope you all enjoy, and this has been one of my most anticipated episodes so far, so I really hope you all like it. Have fun with this one, Oz Freaks. What I might say is that I know I've already thrown a lot at you already tonight, but
I don't know what's happening.
I did promise you that I would reveal something to you at some point. And tonight is that night. Because I have a special surprise for you. You are about to become the third ever guest on Ozcast with Dylan and Andre.
Woo!
Welcome to episode 10 of Ozcast.
Woo! Woo! We're throwing confetti on it.
It's Oz themed confetti.
It's Oz themed confetti.
Like Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
Nice.
It's Tin Man and Glinda and all the.
It's Tin Man and Glinda and everybody's on it.
Welcome to Ozcast.
Welcome to Ozcast, and now I gotta do the theme song, right. Which is.
The Muppet Show.
The Muppet Show theme song. It's time to read some Ozmans. It's time for Smarter What. It's time for watching Ozcast on the Ozcast Show tonight. We're live. We're live.
Okay.
We've been live for 2 minutes.
Can I ask something?
Yeah.
I might have to go to the bath.
That's okay. I edit the podcast. I mean, I'll just cut this. We can just go to the bathroom. Come back, I'll cut that part out.
The listeners will never know.
You gotta keep it quick. I don't want you making a phone call in there.
They'll never know that Vaughn is going to excrete Vaughn, his
fluids. Vaughn, you have confetti all over you.
In your
don't hair.
He's back.
Okay, I cleaned up the stuff that spilled.
That's okay, I'll take care of it later.
No,
it yeah.
So, well, not this. I mean, in the bathroom.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Don't worry about it. It's boys' house, baby. No rules.
Oh yeah, we're boys.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's big meaty men slapping meat together.
I'm sorry, I'm fucked up.
Called it, Dylan.
Called it.
What?
I said. I think Vaughn's a little something.
Fucking yeah.
When am I? I mean, I know you, but yeah,
dude.
Dude, this guy's a freaking...
You know, I pound the gun.
You know who else? You know who likes to smoke? Actually, could I get a hit of that real quick? You know who likes to smoke?
Villagers from Minecraft.
But... Right. Can you feel that?
I don't know
where that's going.
Oh!
Where that's going?
He's doing dice. He's doing the famous dice cigarette.
So,
hey, Dutz.
Am I allowed to ask any questions?
Am I such a fucking asshole?
Hey, please do, pal.
Hey, Dutz. Ask all the questions you like. Hickory dickory dock.
So, first of all, who were the other two guests on?
We had Carlos and Brandon on.
Brandon, yeah.
Carlos the Great and Powerful, obviously.
And Brandon, like the... That's what Brandon's... Like,
Brandon is our most loyal listener.
Brandon came in the last like 5 minutes of the episode. He had like every episode memorized.
Yeah, this is episode 10, by the way. Episode 10 that you're on. I've kept this a secret from you for so long. It's been eating away at me. You know how many times I've tried to get you on an episode?
Like 4 times.
Okay, I'm in. Wait, so you've only had, like, 2 guests?
Yeah, we're mostly just doing the 2 of us.
It's mostly just riffing.
Okay. So that was what I was also going to ask. What's the show about then? Oh, it's been 10, fucking 10. That's crazy. That's impressive.
We're on Spotify, man.
We got, like, 70 listeners.
Yeah.
Not bad.
We're moving. We got a pretty... consistent schedule?
Oh, fuck, no, I'm on a podcast. Oh, okay.
You're on a podcast right now.
Crazy.
We got segments.
So is the whole idea that you don't tell people until...
No. The whole idea was I didn't tell you until you were on the show. Everybody else knows Lauren was supposed to be a guest. Lauren flaked at the last minute.
Right, we're gonna watch a baby show.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Okay.
This has not all been an elaborate prank on you, but a significant portion of it. This is my April Fool's prank.
I'd say 30%.
That's a good April Fool's prank.
Yeah. And I've been planning it for months.
Are you gonna throw up or
no? I'm fine.
He's just scared.
Like, but like, what do you guys do on the podcast? Like, what do we
actually have? Do we have like a helpful visual? Yeah, right. We haven't even gotten to the first part of the podcast. But do we have like a helpful visual guide to help us remember what we do on the podcast?
Hey, we do now.
We do now, loyal Oz freaks. That's what we call our listeners.
They're Oz freaks.
Welcome to this blank board.
Dylan is pulling out a very small corkboard. Corkboard.
Reference.
If you know that.
That's Dean's...
That's Dean's sister.
Well, I can't show you the contents of this folder just yet.
You'll get them as
you'll
we
get
go
them
along.
As we go along. But the...
Is this a game show?
There are competition elements! There is one... game that you will play on this show.
And it gets the juices flowing.
This is not how I expected tonight to go.
I know.
Hey, c'est la vie.
This went right through.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do.
When on a podcast, do as the podcasters do.
The Ozcast Ozboard. Loyal listeners, welcome to episode 10 of Ozcast.
Episode 10.
Maybe I'll put the theme right here.
Great. Do it.
10 minutes in.
Could I hear the theme?
Oh, we just have like a... Well, I do a different song every episode, so I did the Muppet Show theme song. Because the this week we watched The Muppets Wizard of Oz.
Right. We prepared.
We watched Oz thing. Oh, I forgot to tell you the premise of the show.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I've been fucking asking the entire time.
So we watch a different Oz thing or read a different... We've gone through
two of the books.
Two of the books. I've read three of them.
Because you and the fucking bimetallism. Was that a part of the podcast?
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Of course, that's the total shit you do with that. I knew that was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. If you like bimetallism, get ready for about 17 other
meters. Oh my fucking God. Sorry.
He's piecing it together, folks. He's piecing the breadcrumbs.
No, like I am, I'm just...
You got really into Wizard of Oz a few
That's
months ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is a lot.
I have a Wizard of Oz themed podcast.
I fucking love Wizard of Oz, and I don't like Wicked.
Hey,
this is not the Wicked episode. This is the Muppets Wizard of Oz episode.
So we're going to watch Muppets Wizard of Oz?
No, we watched it.
So am I going to watch it?
No.
No.
You just have to be a guest.
You got to talk about it.
You have to live react.
So, like, what do I do? Is it, like, you guys
don't worry. That's only going to be a small portion of the episode.
Yeah, that's going to be about probably 5 minutes of the episode, and then the rest will be, like, porn and...
Don't spoil anything.
Right. I won't spoil it.
Do you have, like, a structure that is...
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be revealed to you via this board.
Can I... You know what? Then I'll just say this. I'm down to get started.
Great.
No more. Without further ado, it's been 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, when Carlos was on, we spent, like, 20 minutes just doing nothing.
Yeah.
So, our first segment that we do every week is... Oz News!
For all you news freaks
out there, I'm not gonna bother with the twine.
Look, sue me, I'm a news junkie.
We got the Oz Gazette. The Oz News of this week, there was a trailer released at CinemaCon for Wicked for Good. Reactions are... Hush, hush. We won't know what they are. I had some other news. What was it about?
I don't know. You do Oz News.
I do Oz News. This is my segment.
The real
person. Oh, that's what it was. The Wizard of Oz is coming to the Las Vegas Sphere in August. Oh,
we gotta go.
And your host, Dylan and Andre, and maybe even your new host, Vaughn, is tagging along to Las Vegas. We're leaving Las Vegas.
I wanted to go to Vegas this summer anyway.
Yeah, I might be going anyway. See the big freaking Tin Man up on the Sphere.
Right.
Do you know that the Tin Man has a real name?
What do you think the Tin Man's name is?
Yeah, guess the Tin Man's name real quick.
Because I was going to say the guy. I'm thinking also movie and not book. Right. Wizard of Oz. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Take a wild guess.
Guess.
Bertram.
Dude. He is now. I have had to not log the movies we've been watching on Letterboxd because I don't want you to see that I'm watching Oz movies.
I keep forgetting to do that. So hopefully you have...
You mentioned Ozcast in one of your reviews. I was like, I literally was like, Andre, I think you have to take it down. Right. Like I don't want to see...
Honestly, that's something I'm like, I totally could have seen and be like, some fucking Andre shit.
That's exactly what I said.
Ozcast to me would have the same significance as like Mizzy Mojo.
Yeah.
That's a whatever.
But yeah, everyone in my life knows about this. Except for you.
Okay.
I almost even tried to get Sydney on an episode. Like, there was a very brief moment.
Were you talking to her about it?
No, where I was like...
I did not know about this.
I was like, I don't know if I could reveal it to Sydney.
She
couldn't keep it a secret.
She could not keep that shit a secret.
But I almost got Lauren on. I was this close to getting Lauren on. It wasn't in the cards.
Right.
She'll be on next week, hopefully.
Hey, wasn't in the Munchkins.
So true.
Would you fuck a munchkin of age?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I would immediately. I would tear it apart.
Gross.
Second piece of Oz news. We go real lax on this show.
How long is the show usually?
Usually
about
an hour.
4 hours.
Yeah, usually 4 hours.
Actually?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Two.
Three.
Ten.
Seven.
No, it's usually an hour an episode. But
I'm more saying how long do you think we're gonna take? Because obviously, like, you're gonna edit it down from an hour.
I don't usually edit it down significantly. This episode might need a little
okay, continue.
Trimming. But yeah, it'll be about an hour to an hour and a half. Last piece of news. Lauren, if you're listening, Jeopardy viewers rage over incorrect Wizard of Oz answer.
What the fuck?
I say it often enough. The writers and producers at Jeopardy have lost the plot.
Can I see the question?
Bach is one of these fictional people, not as big as the grown folk, but neither were they very small.
I keep saying that Jeopardy lost the plot.
Who is...
I guess it's Munchkins, right?
That's what I would assume.
Bach's a Munchkin.
But is Bach a
Munchkin?
What's the answer?
Lilliputians. All three characters would answer, what are Lilliputians? Pusians from Gulliver's Travels?
Yeah. Jeopardy has a bias against Oz.
Oh, wait, no. The answer wasn't wrong. They were just... People were mad that they got them wrong?
Right. This is a
Jeopardy contestant slam for Wizard of Oz triple stumper? This guy, the DJ, responds, I didn't even know Jeopardy was still on. Should have shut it down after Alex left. He passed away tragically.
Fuck you, Ken Jennings.
Too few people know the important things anymore. So true. You know what I'm always saying? Not enough people know about Shem.
Not enough people know that Bach is a munchkin.
Bach's a munchkin? Shem played the Wizard of Oz.
That's true. In a fan fiction we read, that's true.
We do read some fan fiction sometimes. That's going to do it for Oz News.
Oz News.
Oz News, bringing you the daily and weekly and yearly news.
Another successful Oz News. What's next?
Oz News might be our worst recurring segment. I'm just so unorganized with it.
Yeah, it's a stupid segment. There's never news about Oz.
There was news about the Rose Bowl, remember?
Yeah, that was an article from like 8 months ago that got updated for like a typo and then it got refreshed.
It may be our worst segment, but the Sphere is real news and there's a Wicked trailer coming out. Oz News will heat up.
It'll heat up, folks.
I feel like we should get to the Muppet movie. This was a strange movie. Yeah. Have you heard about the Muppets Wizard of Oz ever? It features a prominent director, a famous director.
Yes.
Who?
One who may be struggling to get his final movie made right now. But I think
Michael Mann.
No, not Michael Mann, but maybe a good friend of his, David Fincher, can help him push that sequel across the finish line. Tarantino is in The Muppets Wizard of Oz.
Yes. It's true.
Oh, okay. He was, like, how prominent is his role? He's acting, correct?
He plays Quentin Tarantino. He plays
Quentin Tarantino.
So is it a quick reference where he plays himself for, a scene? That's pretty normal. I can take that.
It's more than that. I'd say it's about, 3.5 minutes of him doing, Tarantino stuff.
Yeah. This movie's weird.
So it has a bit where it's let's watch Tarantino do Tarantino. The Muppets are, going meta and, going...
Yeah. The Muppets are going very meta.
Very meta.
So Ashanti stars as Dorothy.
Is this a new movie?
No, this movie's from 2005.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know who Ashanti is, I assume.
I forgot.
She's an R&B. That's okay. Singer.
Yeah.
Is it unfamiliar?
Yeah.
But...
That's not a thing people.
I don't know Ashanti. I didn't know her until this. But I looked her up. Remind me, what was her top song?
It's going to go ahead and be Foolish.
But what was her third most played song?
Unfoolish.
Very true.
Both of them. She's covering all the bases, much like she's covering all the Muppets.
Yeah, and some of the Muppets are covering her.
Right, and Pepe. She's not covering her freaking midriff, I can tell you that much.
Was Boss Nass in this one? He was in the last thing we watched.
What was the last thing we watched?
We watched Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return.
How is there Boss Nass in
it? The actor who plays Boss Nass was in it. He played the jerk.
Brian Blessed.
Yeah,
Brian. I'm thinking the Boss Nass.
I wonder if another president will come up. Shh. No spoilers. Vaughn's head is in his hands. He's crying.
So anyway, the movie opens and Ashanti is... Look, there's a little bit of a twist. Dorothy, instead of being a humble farm girl, is a waitress.
And the movie actually opens with a R&B music video.
Of her singing about how much she hates Kansas.
I
want to
leave Kansas. I hate Kansas. And then she is, Queen Latifah is Aunt Em.
Right.
Toto, Vaughn, what would you say, what animal would you say Toto is in the Wizard of Oz, generally?
A dog.
Right, right.
So what animal is it this time?
So if he's not a dog, what might he be?
What is it, some shit like a fucking parrot?
Yeah, you might think that he's a shrimp in this.
Yeah, he's a prawn.
And you know what prawns are good for, my friend?
Fucking Cajun cooking.
Going in that gumbo, going to seafood boil.
A shrimp etouffee.
Toto?
No, she saved Toto from Aunt Em's diner.
Aunt Em was like, I'm putting this boy in etouffee.
Yes.
So, does she have, a fish bowl that she brings around?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but not when she gets to Oz, because when she lands in Oz, Toto becomes Pepe the Muppet.
You know the Spanish shrimp from the Muppets? The horny Spanish shrimp? That's Toto. You don't know Pepe?
You know, I'll show him. You'll recognize
him.
What is up with Pepe fucking...
The frog?
What's up with Pepe?
Pepe Le Pew? Horny?
What's up with Pepe
that's
the
true.
Frog?
I never thought about that. Pepes are very horny. It's probably racism.
I didn't know that was a shrimp, actually.
He is a prawn.
That is a confusing design.
I guess that makes sense now.
He's so hot.
They land in Oz, and immediately Pepe is naked, and he's like, Dorothy, you're sexy, Dorothy.
And you're sexy. He calls her sexy multiple times. This is a Muppet movie where they say Dorothy is sexy. It's also a Wizard of Oz movie. Who do you think plays the wizard? Sex pest. Alleged.
No, I think it's been confirmed.
I have to say alleged. I'm the host of the show.
Jeffrey Tambor?
Jeffrey Tambor is the wizard.
Oh, yes. I haven't looked into that one.
We will get to it, I guess, but I'm going to say it now because it's funny. At one point, the wizard does become a hot lady.
Oh, so sexy. If you're into,
like PS2
Lara Croft.
Is it, bad CG?
It's bad CG.
It's bad. It's bad 2005 TV movie CG.
Yeah, I'm like, this has to be a TV movie.
It's awful. Let me get to some of my other notes. What happens? Dorothy wants to audition to be in the Muppets?
Yes, the Muppets are apparently like kingmakers.
Yeah, they're like the Lorne of the world.
Yes.
Thank you, Lorne.
Thank you, Lorne.
Lauren, you're coming up later. I assure you. You know what I just... We're doing it now, actually. We're doing the Lauren... No, I'll save the Lauren.
Save it, save it. But yeah, so she goes to audition for the Muppet Show, and she's late, and they're like, fuck off.
Yeah. And they like, they're like, no, we had the slim pickings.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then they send her to Oz. They don't send her to Oz, but she gets to Oz.
You know, the fucking tornado
Twister
happens,
you know, it's
right.
it's very authentic to not just the 39 movie, not just to Garland.
The book.
But to book one.
It's very book accurate.
Do I sense bimetallism? I won't spoil it. I won't get to our meters yet.
But they land at the Munchkin Village, and the Munchkin Village is the most book accurate it's ever been. It's blue.
It's blue.
It's round.
There's mice.
There's mice.
Mice Queen there. The mice have a song. You sing the song, the mice come. Miss Piggy is all four witches. There's four witches in Oz. You know this, right?
Is it because it's like the map of Oz is the four regions?
Yeah.
There are witch for each region.
Yeah.
And then the wizards. Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Right.
You know, west, east. Glinda, I think, is south, and then there's one witch who's in the north.
We just, like, never see...
Well, actually, remember this. In the first book... Have you read the first book yet? I know you were getting into Oz, like, a lot a couple months ago.
I'm getting into Oz specifically as a movie. It's a different thing. I'm like, I love that it's all a dream.
We're saving Garland for our 100th episode.
100th ep. With Elon.
With Elon. Elon's on.
Oh, Oz boys.
Oh, I've been fired. Now I'm on Ozcast.
Why are you coming?
That's what I imagine he does all the time.
Have you ever seen that video of that guy that's always coming?
Is it your dad?
What?
I don't know.
No.
Because your mom is so hot.
Oh, okay.
I brought it back to an insult.
What happens in the movie again?
Right.
Thanks for keeping up on track. That's why he's here, and that's why we have Carlos, great and powerful, right behind that door.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Carlos.
Is it Carlos' birthday today?
It was a couple days ago.
Well, happy birthday, Carlos.
He made some delicious wings.
Dude, I missed the wings.
He missed them. He was in Gay Paris.
I was actually in España.
Eating feet or whatever. What are they doing?
I wasn't eating feet. I was sucking.
He was eating feet.
I was sucking shrimp toes. I was eating the shrimp paella.
It's good.
Toto becomes Pepe. Right?
She kills the fucking witch.
She kills the witch. All four witches are the pigs. He references directly Dark Side of the Moon. He goes, if you are listening to Dark Side of the Moon, start your record now.
I wonder if it actually lines up. We will have to do another
episode.
They're reading Oz for Dummies. Don't read Oz for Dummies.
Listen to the pod.
Listen to Ozcast, guys.
Wait, can I ask, you said 100 episodes. Do you have 100 episodes of content before you get to the movie?
Oh yeah. Buddy.
Dude, there's so
That's why
awesome.
We started
like,
the show.
Out?
There's we're not like, mapped out, but we know what we're going to do.
There's like 40 books. There's fucking...
there's so many other books. There's 15 bomb books. 37 other books, I believe, by Roseanne Blumenthal or something.
So do you do like one book per episode?
Yeah.
Sometimes. We mix it up. So we'll do a movie. We'll do an episode of a TV show or something. We did the Oz. You know the show Oz?
Yeah.
We did that. We were going to do every 5 episodes we do an episode of the show Oz. We got through one and we went, we're not doing any more of these.
Oz sucks.
We didn't like it at all.
I heard people say the pilot was good. Guess it wasn't.
Yeah, well, you know what they say in the pilot?
The penal system.
The penal system. More like the penis system.
Real line. There's also a guy in a wheelchair and he spins around. He does that.
He's in a cube, like from the movie Cube.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know the movie Cube?
Yes, I know
the movie. We're 30 minutes in. Where are we? The plot of...
We gotta, like, really skim this plot.
Yeah,
here.
Honestly, I'm not super...
It doesn't matter. This is the least important part of the episode.
Gonzo's a robot. Gonzo...
He's, like, a smart robot.
Gonzo has nipples. He's Tin Man. Kermit's the Scarecrow. Gonzo has nipples. Pepe's playing with his nipples?
Yes, yeah.
They say that. He's like, you're touching my nipples!
It's a kind of raunchy.
It's raunchy. They keep calling Ashanti sexy. I'm like, not Ashanti. Ashanti's a very beautiful woman. Ashanti, if you're listening, and I know you are, get down with your Oz self.
But yeah, there's one part where they get to the Emerald City and they get into, like, a makeover machine, and Ashanti comes out as Kelly Osbourne, and they're like, gross!
Ew! We hate go back to
Kelly Osbourne?
Ozzy Osbourne's daughter. It's very 2005 reference. I didn't get it at the time. I was watching with AJ, and I was just like, AJ, explain this to me. What's happening?
Yeah, this is some off-brand Jim Henson's dead type Muppet.
Oh, yeah. Jim was dead.
Rotted in the grave.
Gonzo has nipples. I said that already.
Right, and he wants to fuck a chicken.
But Fozzie is going to be a stand-up comedian. Do you know any other stand-up comedians?
We're doing Dice twice.
Hey, Kermit, why are you making me out to be such a... asshole, I'm just trying to see the wizard.
He does this what is so wizard? Much.
It's this Andy is Andy Dice Clay.
He's just in it?
I'm in the...
No, Dylan just really likes doing an Andrew Dice Clay impression that derails the whole episode.
Sucking my ass.
It's a new thing, yeah.
I'm smoking a cigarette out of my ass. What if he did that? I don't know. I don't know what he does.
I think Steve-O did that.
Steve-O!
Steve-O, if you want to get on the pod, please.
Is this how every episode is like?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Sometimes it's worse.
It's the most successful podcast the world's ever seen.
The Oz episode, Oz, the TV show Oz, I didn't want to talk about the show at all, and I completely derailed the episode. I only did impressions for like an hour.
Yeah, it was a lot of impressions.
Okay.
What's next?
Blah, blah, blah. They go to the poppy fields. It's like right. A bar. It's like from the book.
That bar was cool. I like that bar.
They're doing book stuff. The rats come. Scooter's at the Emerald City. They say check please at one point because they're like, Ashanti's so hot. Check please.
They literally, when they turn into Kelly Osbourne, they're like, no, we want sexy Ashanti. That's the
they
real,
say that. And I was like, this is hilarious. They're not even calling her
like
Dorothy.
Ashanti? Like, where she's, like, still Dorothy, right?
She's...
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's so weird.
She's Ashanti. I feel like they...
Do they, like, make meta references that imply that they know it's Ashanti?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call her Ashanti.
That's why I'm like, wait, what?
Like, three times in the movie, they're like Ashanti again.
It's crazy.
You know that Pepe's gooning to Ashanti, too.
At one point, they're like, the Wizard of Oz, and Kermit's like, I wish it was Frank Oz.
Right.
And I was like, that's a good reference. Frank Oz, famously director of Bowfinger.
Right.
Bowfinger, he directed Bowfinger. Did Chubby Rain.
Vaughn's dead asleep.
I'm...
At one point they go see the wizard, and the wizard is, like in book form, like right. In traditional book right. Form, he appears as a ball of fire at one point right. To Kermit, and you know what he says to Kermit?
You fired.
You know who else says that?
Tron.
That Cheeto in the White House.
Where technically 9 for 9.
I was going to say, did they say it on
they
pod?
Didn't. I don't know. Maybe they...
I don't remember.
I don't know. I listen.
I also listen, and I don't remember.
If we're going to call a 10 yeah. For 10.
Wait, of like Trump being...
We reference Cheeto in the White House every episode.
Every episode. To resist.
Oh, you're part of the resistance?
You guys... Yeah, we're putting
I believe
our fists.
Blue. Al Franken. Justice for Al Franken.
It is crazy how he keeps being like, wish I didn't do it.
And he shouldn't have resigned. He shouldn't have. He did nothing wrong, I think. I haven't checked.
No.
He was on SNL, for God's sake. With yeah, Lorne.
And Horatio.
Lorne!
I don't care about him one way or another. But
Horatio Vance.
Right. Sands.
Vance Sands?
Let's just keep going. Yeah. I think.
I've been having the worst farts of my life recently.
Give it up for that, brother.
Just,
man.
So bad. I was in bed with my girlfriend, and she went, you have to leave.
Or, because I'm getting too turned on. That's what she
You know Napoleon-ass shit?
Beer makes me fart.
Back in 3 days, don't bang it.
Right. Dude, he was real for that one.
He was real.
Hey, look, gentlemen, we all know. If you're Napoleon, you'll get what you want. That's what I always say, right?
Say the other one about angels.
A woman without a bush is like an angel without wings. That's what I always say.
We're getting t-shirts of it.
We're getting t-shirts. I'm getting a tattoo. Right hand, knuckle tattoo, dish. Left hand, soap. Dish soap.
What?
Knuckle tattoo, say dish soap.
No, you should, it should be like Radio Raheem and Do the Right Thing, but it's dish and soap.
Exactly.
Dylan's getting that right now. He's getting that tonight.
Ow, they're doing it to me!
I know how to tattoo people.
He does.
I don't.
We all have tattoos making this podcast. That's something true, maybe.
Not I don't, true, actually.
I'll never know.
I'll never tell.
I've actually been lying.
There's an ugly PS2 looking graphic lady book thing.
Fucking, they kill the witch.
Pepe says they want to go on a date with J-Lo. Quentin Tarantino shows up.
So wait. Explain how he shows up.
You explain how he shows up.
I would like to hear.
I don't remember.
That.
I watched this on the train.
I didn't get to that part.
I watched
didn't finish the movie?
Dylan didn't finish the movie. I watched this on a train this morning.
Do you have no memory of...
He shows up!
I know he shows up. I like skipped around and I...
Wait, it's not a job to explain everything to the listeners.
It's your job to watch the movie in full.
I
was getting to my stop and I was like, I don't want to watch this at home.
Well,
Tarantino's in a Oz Muppet movie.
Wait, let me look at the Wikipedia page and pretend I watched it. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Fine, Jeff Ashanti's in it. Ashanti's so hot. Quote to quote Pepe the Frog.
It might be a little offensive to you, but we'll get to that later. During Osmonds. I got some Osmonds.
During Osmonds. All right. Let's get to the other shit we
got
to do.
We got so much other
shit.
Do.
We're on part 3 of like 14.
Show the list.
No, because then I don't want to spoil it. Thoughts from my brother. We actually should get to that segment. I actually got to hang out with my brother all week this week.
Hey, Bri.
Thoughts from him. Did he have any thoughts?
Love killing journalists.
That's not what he does for work. I'm
the executioner for Saudi Arabia. I love killing journalists.
That's not what he does for work. I legally can't say what he does, but I can
it's
say...
It's that.
Investigate Frazzle Trip. Investigate Frazzle Trip.
Look it up.
Have you heard about Frazzle Trip?
I don't actually want to. I can't even say. Yeah, I gotta be careful.
Do you know Frazzle Trip?
Yeah, I know Frazzle Trip. It's true. It's
really you watched it?
Yeah, I did.
We watched it. That was episode 5. Was Frazzle Trip?
That's awesome. Okay, next segment.
My brother, he loves Oz, and he's reading all the books, and he's too far ahead of me. And I don't remember if
he's a big part of this?
Yeah. Well, it's a segment I do every week.
So, like, you ask, Brian, give me some thoughts.
He's usually just texts me, but I was with him. So, thoughts from my brother. He loves the game Balatro. That's the thoughts from my brother for this week. We were playing it all week. And you know what? He also loves Paella. And he also loves San Dimas.
All right.
That's a reference. that's the end of that segment.
That's the end of it.
You know what it's time for now. Osberg!
Osberg!
Let's rank this bad boy. On Osberg.
This is an interesting one.
You know this. It's like an iceberg.
Yeah, but are you... But, like, that's usually, like, this is going deeper and deeper.
Yeah, well, we... You know, the top of the iceberg is, you know, The Wizard of Oz, the movie, the first
book. Like, how obscure a piece of media
Yeah,
is
and also, like... Yeah, how obscure, kind of how deep does it go, how... You know,
this is an interesting one because it is very weird, but it does have a fan base.
It's Muppets, so I've heard of it before.
I did not hear of it before, but like
I know all the name all the Muppet movies.
I'm feeling like
this is like a visual representation, of course, but we usually I think to quote like tier one is like where tier one is like the big dog.
Judy Garland.
Tier two is like maybe The Wiz, that kind of stuff. I'd say Wicked was probably tier one now, right?
Right, yeah.
Wicked's tier one.
Yeah. And then tier three, you're getting more into there are other books, anything that TikTok's in. You know TikTok.
TikTok is a copper robot.
You're going to know TikTok real soon. I talk about him all the time now. He's a robot from Oz. He appears in the third book, which is Ozma of Oz. You know Ozma, of course, right?
The Princess of Oz.
The Princess of Oz. we watched Return to Oz. Do you want to know what episodes we've done so far?
Yeah, tell me. Return to Oz, Walter, merch.
Merch, yeah.
Crazy, that's the only thing he's directed.
I'm just going to go to...
Was it good? Did you like it?
I did not.
I'm just going to go to my Spotify for Ozcast.
Can I
scroll through read, this? I want you to read them out loud, okay?
Okay, I'm going to start. Number one, what the hell is Oz? Is that just kind of
introduction? That was, yes. We came up with the show.
Like an introduction.
Number two, the oldest Oz movie ever. Is that like the silent Oz movie?
Yeah, he's 10 minutes long.
He's a quick study.
The Steam Engines of Oz.
Terrible movie.
Classic movie. Third episode, one of the great movies of all time.
Brian O'Doyle or whatever, come on.
Bimetallism makes sense. Oz, the TV show Oz, that's a good one. Return to Oz makes sense. Legends of Oz, Return of Dorothy, I don't know that one.
That's a Lea Michele animated movie.
That Bill Murray?
Complete no, pyramid scheme.
Marvelous Land of Oz, that the book two?
Book two, yeah.
The pod on Steel Manville Road.
Oh, interesting. Does that also say episode one after it?
No, it says episode 9.
That's a spin-off.
No, it says episode 9.
Oh, the
pod episode on one.
So it's a.
That's a spin-off podcast.
Nick
and Tommy.
And that's a part.
They had their own episode.
We had a media empire. Because
I was in France. This has been a Foolishness Media production.
Pee-haw.
That's our company, Foolishness Media.
I know.
That's the sound bit.
Coming together. Okay. So, yeah, continue.
I don't know. I'd say this is
maybe a three or four.
It might be a light four.
Yeah. I'd put it a four. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, this is a 4. It's less than The Wiz.
You gotta also think, like, this is... Like, this should be more popular. Like, it's a Muppet thing that people don't really know.
Because it's fucking low budget, looks like shit, it fucking sucks ass.
Looks like dog shit.
Fucking full of fucking assholes in it. Fucking.
You made me want to watch it.
It's good. You should watch it. Yeah, it's really good, actually.
It's not bad.
No, I didn't. I know I didn't dislike it at all. I'm going to go finish it. You can finish it with me.
Hey, what a treat.
It's on Plex. I put it on Plex.
I read
the Plex deal. It's like
I told you. No, I would never break the law.
Plex is like the Zelle of movies.
Zelle is so good. Everybody using Zelle?
I actually was just using Zelle.
You get your money instantly.
You don't have to wait. There's no transfer fees. Shout out to Carlos the Great and Powerful for introducing me to Zelle.
Carlos the Great and Powerful? Is that like another?
Yeah, he's the producer.
He's always here.
He's always here. Always watching. Okay. Remember when we watched Some of Monsters, Inc.? You weren't there. No. We watched Some of Monsters, Inc. the other day.
Great.
So, what's the next segment?
The next segment is... I feel like we might... Like, this movie was, like, interesting, but, like, I can't get a great read on
it.
Maybe if we, like, rank it on some meters...
Some meters to help people visualize it.
That would kind of help me visualize it.
Do people ever get to see the board?
The board's new.
The board's for you.
The board's new and it's for you, also.
Okay.
I've never used this board before.
Okay.
So what's our first meter?
Our first meter is donkey meter. Donkey, classic meter. How many donkeys were in this movie?
You gotta think there's gotta be
Vaughn. It's Vaughn's turn.
Right.
Vaughn, how many donkeys were in this movie?
24.
Zero!
There's never any
donkey. There's no donkey. We've never had a donkey in these movies.
Is a donkey like a part of Wizard of Oz? Like
well, it's unclear. It was part of the first thing we watched.
The first silent movie we watched had many men in donkey costumes.
But we didn't give that any credit on the donkey meter because they were men and they were mules. Yeah. Right. So that got a zero on the donkey meter. But that was why we created a donkey meter. And there's been no donkeys ever since. There's been a sawhorse. Sawhorses.
That's
we
gave
a half credit.
Right.
Yeah, sawhorse was not in this.
No, I feel like one of the Muppets has to be a donkey on some level.
Eagle, frog, bear, lion.
Let's look it up.
I don't think so.
I'm not getting any. I mean, freaking. I might say, freaking. What's her name? Kaylee Osborne was a freaking donkey.
Go
back to sexy Ashanti.
There is a donkey Muppet named Leroy, but he is not in this.
Zero. Oh!
Drop the board. Bring Leroy back.
No, Leroy, no meter. You're getting a zero on the donkey meter. Next meter. Come, you know what the next meter is. Come on, Vaughn. Give it a guess.
How many medals you love?
Two.
How many medals on the meter?
Two bimedals.
Well, let's see. It's a bimedal is a meter, boys. But how many medals were in this movie? Let me think about it. Tin Man was a robot. He was Gonzo.
I almost feel like he was more metallic in this.
He was more metallic as a robot.
He's shiny. He didn't even really rust up that much in this.
I'd say like three or four.
No. It's one or two.
One or two.
It's one. It's zero, well, one, you gotta or two. Think,
so there's the one for Tim.
I think we gave Oz the Show Oz zero on the bimetallism scale. There was no metal.
It was all plastic and stuff.
It was like glass, and the shivs they used were like forks and stuff. So, like plastic forks. Yeah. So we didn't give it any credit.
He wasn't like a metal shack.
But ooh, I guess that's the same metal. There needs to be two different kinds of metals. So there was tin for Tin Man.
Yeah, we might just be at one.
Ashanti. Silver
does
shoes?
She wear earrings?
Does she? Do you wear wigs?
Let's look it up. Let's look up if Ashanti's wearing.
Wait, no. Let me think. Does she have an iPod in it? Oh, you know what? Wait. Who is the woman that Ashanti becomes? What's her name? Kelly Osbourne.
Right.
Who's in a what kind of band is she in?
She's not in a metal band. She's just the daughter of Ozzy.
The Osbournes. I thought are a band. Well, what is that? What kind of music does Ozzy play?
Metal.
Two medals! 2 out of 2 on the bimetallism scale!
You thought the Osbournes were like a family metal band?
I thought they did stuff together.
No, they had a TV show.
Who's the guy who voices the guy in Mulan?
What?
The guy in... You know this. You seen Mulan?
Like the scary guy?
No, the guy who does the songs in Mulan is Donny Osmond.
That's right, the Osmond family is a thing.
That's what I was thinking of. I got it confused. I gotta make sure my laptop doesn't die. We need the nausea meter. Did this movie make you sick or what, Vaughn? Did this movie make you sick?
It's giving me sick vibes.
It was a little gross.
It looked ugly, and that dragon and that PS2 lady, 3 out of 5.
Also, again, they keep calling Ashanti sexy.
That made me sick. Maybe 4 out of 5.
It might be a 4.
4 out of 5 on the nausea meter.
The disrespect meter.
Is it moving? This movie's very respectful. Zero. Following the first book.
Right.
Respectful to the source material.
Yeah, right. Respectful to Bomb and his wishes and his metalism.
I'd say it's a pretty respectful.
Zero. It's Muppets. Muppets is inherently respectful.
Right.
It's not a crude parody. It's not a mad magazine parody.
It's like if Weird Al parodied your song, you'd be like, a tip of my hat to you.
Absolutely. You know, people, I don't want to bring up that guy.
What?
The Planet of the Bass guy, you know that guy?
Oh, yeah.
People keep being like, he's the new Weird Al. No, he's not. He's good. But he's doing a different thing. It's not the same thing, okay?
Yeah, it's better.
It's a different thing than Weird Al. He's making a different thing. It
Dylan's about to fucking crash out. Somebody's disrespecting Weird Al at his house.
You don't respect Al. You don't respect me.
You don't respect your mother. What is that?
That's new. It's new. I'm trying it out.
Okay.
Any more scales?
Money laundering meter. We have to add a new meter every episode also.
Okay.
Did this movie launder money?
This movie probably laundered a little bit of money.
A little bit of money for Ashanti. Yeah. A little bit of money for Queen Latifah.
I it looks very bad. And again, it's the Muppets.
So a little bit of money for Jeffrey Tambor. Some budget.
There's a character in Brickleberry that only fucks old ladies.
Money laundering meter, I'll give it a 1.
Yeah, at least a little bit.
Yeah. Gay meter, very gay, bisexual lighting,
sure.
Pepe's gay.
Sure.
Gay out of, you have, what?
Pepe? Pepe's at least bi.
Yeah. I'm just gonna give it a bi out of gay.
Bi out of gay.
I'm allowed, it's my show.
I don't touch that one. I don't know.
I don't know
how it works.
We got a new meter, Muppet meter, straight up puppets and Muppets.
Puppets, yeah.
Muppet meter, 5 out of 5.
5 Muppets.
5 out of 5. I gotta plug this laptop in. We gotta get moving and
we're
grooving.
We're speedrunning.
Osmonds, let's do some Osmonds. Let's fire them off.
Right.
Vaughn, you wanna read
Gonzo got his nipples played with and Quentin Tarantino was crawling on a table, sweating his little body off. That is my review. I'm sorry. I'm just going to take a little bit of...
It's just a picture. You want to look at this guy's account?
No, I just want to look at the movie closer because out of curiosity, I'm like, what does this look like?
It looks bad.
It looks bad. Here's a comment from Brennan Maynard, which is a fancy name. I love that it disregards the 1939 movie and adapts plot lines and points straight from the book. Ah, a true Oz freak.
Oz freak, listen to the pod every Monday.
It's so refreshing to find an adaptation of Wizard of Oz that isn't a carbon copy of drugged out Judy Garland. I've had enough of her. So Brennan has had enough of Judy Garland.
Wait, were you... Because I wasn't planning on immediately hanging... Like, how did this...
We were going to record anyway, and I was going to, like, try and get you next week for episode 11. And then you were like, let's hang out. And I was like, Andre, wait to come over. We're gonna adjust. We're doing the Vaughn episode.
Okay. You got punked.
You did. That's a good bit.
I've been waiting for this one.
All right, you got another Osmond?
Yeah, you read this one for me. Loud and proud in the mic.
A giant sexy CGI chicken fires an egg out of her butt and into a gong.
It's true.
It happens. So what?
Here's a comment from a Mariana Ford. Meh, no hate, it kind of sucks. I just want to say puppets could not be in a movie. Puppets should have their own theme show. Lady, do I got news for you?
Puppets should have, they should have a show of this. What would they call it?
Probably like Puppet Hour.
The Puppet Show.
Yeah.
The Puppet Time?
Frog Hour.
You can go ahead and read this one for me too.
This is oddly sexual for a Muppets movie. Also, how the heck did they get Tarantino to make a cameo?
How did they do that? 100 likes on that. Ask a question, get 100 likes. That's this freaking economy.
Dude, it's messed up. That's why we gotta put tariffs on Chinese people or whatever we're doing. Here's a comment from Megan Christian. What's next? Jeffrey Israel? Or sorry, Jeffrey Jewish?
I'm Jeffrey Jewish.
What is that?
I'm Jeffrey Jewish. I love Lox Bagel. I can do it.
I can. Anyway. Okay.
Oh, the ADL is after me again. Surprise, surprise.
They're coming after.
Fuck you, BB.
Still does not compare, though, to the 1939 classic movie version starring a 16-year-old Judy Garland. Also, I don't think the author L.H. Baum, not his name.
Not his name, fuck? What are you talking about, his great-grandson? Who wrote the 1980 book, Dorothy of Oz, that was later adapted into Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return? What the fuck are you talking about?
He doesn't think that L.H. Baum pictured this story with a bunch of puppets.
What? There were puppets in the fucking first movie. There was a donkey puppet. That's where the meter comes from.
They don't know.
Foolishness discovered.
That's an amateur. That's a fucking amateur trying to speak on business they don't know about.
Shut your Oz ass up and listen.
Sit down and listen to black women.
Ashanti. Listen to Ashanti. Watch Muppets Wizard of Oz.
Okay, do you want me to get on your level?
What? Do whatever you want to do.
Okay. I don't know if this is the dynamic of just me being like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You just gotta give anything. Yeah, whatever you're putting out.
Okay.
Ozcast is taking
it. I gotta put out.
You gotta put out, man.
Sorry, I've been a little bit of a prude myself.
That's okay, look.
Okay, continue.
Hey, look, you want to take over for the show? I got texts to respond to. I got lovely ladies waiting on me in my DMs. I'm leaving them on red. I'm doing a podcast. I got no time.
Anyway, the IMDb parental guide says Dorothy wears a midriff-bearing outfit throughout much of the movie, and that might make you uncomfortable.
It did. I think
that makes sense.
Yeah. I was like...
Also, they mentioned Girls Gone Wild.
They do mention Girls Gone Wild.
Don't like that.
The Muppets are watching Girls Gone Wild.
This piggy being... I don't know. I don't fuck with that.
All right. Do you have any other Osmonds?
No, I'm done with
Osmonds. Before we get to the next thing, I'm going to get my laptop charger, and I'm going to bring AJ down, because I want AJ on the new segment.
Right.
Which is just going to be AJ's thoughts.
AJ's thoughts.
You can let it play. Just riff. I'll edit it out, or maybe I won't.
Okay. So how are you?
I was not prepared for this. Was this the two of your idea?
Yeah, this start. We were at the mall one time, and jokingly,
yeah,
and we were
mall ass idea.
We went into a Spencer's Gifts, and like jokingly, we were like, "What if we did a Oz podcast, and then every five episodes was Oz the TV show?" And then Dylan, being Dylan, never stopped thinking about it, and now it's real.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just passively here. He does almost all of the work.
Interesting. Interesting.
But I'm still taking 50% of that Patreon.
You don't have a Patreon.
No.
I was going to make 50% of Patreon and fucking strangle it.
$4 Patreon?
Pay me.
For nothing. I don't know what we would do on the Patreon. I guess videos?
Yeah.
If you want to see us in the basement talking about this. Welcome to the stew. The
stew?
The studio.
Natalie's Bye. Also going to come and just probably just observe. You can say some stuff if you want. We got to get real mics. That's the next thing we're
doing. Yeah, get real mics. I think that would be good.
I didn't want to get it before I did 10 episodes.
Right.
Okay, I guess that's fair. To know if you're like committed.
We did talk about it last week, and I said I was going to buy them for your birthday. So if you want an early birthday gift, we can get them.
We'll see. This is our Oz board.
Great.
It's coming along.
Are you enjoying your experience?
This is a lot.
I can imagine.
So yeah. You've just known about this?
I've listened to every episode. I'm their biggest supporter.
You're a big fan of them?
I actually am. I listen to it when I drive to and from work, like, every week. Like,
that's
it comes
so nice.
Out on Monday, and I drive to work on Tuesdays, and I'm, like, cracking up in my car all
that's
the time.
That's so nice. Thank you.
It's so funny. I love it. I got a couple good, like, big laughs from you on the last one. I'm trying to remember.
I don't even remember. What
oh, there was one. At one point, you were like, oh, sorry, Ozzy. Oh, I just stuck my
so
toe
you know
in my
about, like,
asshole.
So you know about, like...
And that got me cackling.
You know about, like, bimetallism?
I can talk about bimetallism for hours. Actually, as a matter of fact, I'm reading the books along with you guys.
Right. And, as is Brian.
Crazy.
Yeah. And, so, I was reading the first book again a couple weeks ago, and I was saying to Dylan, I was like, y'all didn't even talk about all the bimetallism. Like, there are parts
There was
that,
no time.
Yeah, because they're talking about at one point when they fucking defeat the Wicked Witch or whatever.
Right.
They or the, whatever, some one of these races of people, or classes of people. they're talking about that they give these gifts to Dorothy and the Tin Man and Scarecrow and whatever. And they're all fucking bimetal gifts. Y'all didn't even mention that. They're giving Tin Man, it's like, oh, he gets a silver can with gold inlay.
You dropped the ball on that one. That's
crazy.
We were, it was, we had
Dorothy
a lot of stuff to get to.
The gold and silver cap.
No,
thing.
Actually,
like,
fuck you for
so
that.
So much going on.
You should know, but do better.
Do better.
We had, we cut down on the bimetallism. You know we did.
That's true.
I think you're going to need, like, a whole... Like
we're
going
to keep returning
yeah,
to it.
You're going to have
I mean,
to make sure you're
it's one of the
board.
It's one of the only things Baum cares
I
about.
Want, well, this really is, I want to get one of the guys who wrote the bimetallism stuff to come on the podcast.
Surely
you can totally
those guys
get
are
that.
Long dead. I believe that's a
no
scholarly
way.
Article from, like, 65.
That one is. But the other ones, we could get Pygert on.
Pygert's
yeah,
not going to come
have
on
a recent...
all the stuff we've said about her.
We say some nasty stuff about Pygert.
What?
Maybe some nasty stuff might be perfect for our next segment. Should we get to it, or should we do just AJ? Do you want to throw any thoughts? You watched this movie with me for some of it.
Well, I've watched the first half of the movie. What were my thoughts? I really like the shrimp, the prom. Sorry, I think that was an excellent casting choice. Has there been a lot said about the prom already?
Yeah.
Horny, apparently.
It's
horny.
I know
this
has
mostly been a prawn episode. We should have done a prawn.
How long is this?
Movie.
I feel like this is like 50 minutes long in my head.
Yeah.
No, like the movie.
No, it's 100 minutes.
It's so long.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
It's
we didn't
long.
Finish it.
We didn't finish.
The other thing I was going to say, my thoughts on Muppets, Wizard of Oz, this is going to sound really predictable coming from me in particular. That movie was an extremely gay movie.
Yeah.
Yes?
It really was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whenever I comment on something being really queer-coded, I need, like, backup from other people because my family is just like, oh, of course you would fucking say it's queer, which, fair enough. Do you know how often that happens? It happens so often. But yeah, that Miss Piggy was doing drag. Like, that was... It was literally like, yeah. Miss Piggy just
okay.
doing drag.
Can we
like,
talk about... Daddy, can we Piggy. Talk about Miss Piggy? Can we talk about, like...
Yes.
One of the main female characters for, like, Muppet is low-key, like... What's her stock character? I hate to say it, but, like, Loki and Loki's just fat bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's the main, like,
it.
Woman Muppet.
Yeah, she's awesome, though.
I don't know. I don't know why. I'm like, is it weird?
Are you getting two audio streams? Oh, shit.
Wow, we're getting high.
We're upgrading.
Should we clap or something?
Nah, I'll take care of it.
Okay.
He's a pro now. He's got to edit out all Andre's burps.
To be clear, I don't endorse
glass.
Calling
people. Thank God.
I think that's, like, the implication of the writers, low-key. It's like, look, she's the Wicked Witch. That's weird.
Wait, Miss Piggy?
That's
yeah.
weird. Is it?
Well,
that's
she's also
weird.
The good witch, though.
Yeah.
She's
oh,
all the
true.
Witches in
this.
She's every witch.
She's just well, doing her different drag personas.
She contains multitudes.
She does.
She's like a lovable omelet.
Right. No, she's pig,
omelet?
Not chicken.
What? Why omelet?
Omelets have lots of things in them sometimes.
Oh, also, God, the wizard, when the wizard was turning into the sexy
dude.
PS2 lady?
Yeah, I hated that.
I did not.
Wink, wink.
No, I did
ooh,
not.
That made me
and
feel bad. Wink,
no, because
wink.
They were starting to turn, like, they turned the sexy PS2 lady into a chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
part by part. And the Tin Man, who is Gonzo, who, like, I really love Gonzo, so this was personally affecting me. The Tin Man was, like, making weird sexual comments, bit by bit, as they turned
don't
into chickens.
Show Gotti right now.
Yeah. What? No, I was showing him something.
No, I know. It's
yeah.
just, you know, it's not a visual medium, so.
That's why.
I'm holding up a picture of John Gotti. Well,
yeah.
John Travolta as John Gotti.
You'll get to
it. Is that the next segment?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to hit that for a while.
Oh, this is going to be a long app.
Yeah.
I love a long app.
Did you talk about Gonzo's nipples?
We talked extensively about Gonzo's
nipples.
Don't worry about it. It's covered.
That was crazy.
Yeah, when that chicken shot an egg out of its butt and it hit that gong,
that was... I was so unhappy with all of that.
It was interesting, though.
I
you
did
can't
not
say it
want,
wasn't interesting.
It was interesting.
I
which is more than
see...
you can say for some of them. Oz, the
right.
show Oz.
Yeah.
I was just saying that I didn't like how much they made Gonzo attracted to a chicken.
He's always attracted to chickens.
Well, you know, it's
the
it's
specific
crucial.
Way that the half-human, half-chicken hybrid
yeah.
was like, he was like, oh, those big wings.
Right.
I didn't like that,
they
frankly.
They do get real specific.
Yeah, it was a little too much for me, and that was all.
I agree. That's fair.
Would
I think
you,
that's...
Would you fuck the chicken lady?
No, I would...
Chicken, just the chicken head, body's normal.
Let me think.
Well, she's a sexy chicken head.
Yeah.
The chicken head,
the head
body's
is like the
normal.
Least bad part to me.
What's the, can I, this is a terrible thing to ask. What's like the intelligence level there? Is it like intelligence?
She's got to be able to consent.
Of
so.
A chicken or intelligence
no,
of a.
She's a human.
I think it's halfway.
Oh.
I think she's got like the average intelligence of a chicken and a human.
I don't think I could do
yeah,
that.
That feels like bestiality. Yeah, I don't fuck with that.
That feels like something new.
I agree. I would also.
That feels like something brand new,
that
man.
That's like the kind of shit that like. You do in a fucking
God.
Horror, like, gothic horror about the folly of man.
Yeah,
that's
horror.
Frank
yeah,
Einstein
horror.
That's
definitely
what
a horror.
Frankenstein's about is fucking a chicken lady.
That happens. I read that one, actually. well,
more?
maybe, yeah, oh, all this talk about fucking chickens, maybe we should get to our next segment.
Oh.
Smut? Or what? Smut? Oh, what?
Get comfortable, Vaughn. It's about to get
Vaughn,
steamy.
So this is how Smut or What works.
Get closer.
I'm not playing this week. No, I'll play this week.
You're both.
I'm so good at Smut.
AJ,
dude.
Vaughn, and
I'm
Dylan are playing Smut or What this
let's
week.
Let's put everyone.
Natalie, you can play two of you.
Yeah, guys. Let's put everyone on the record sheet here.
You want me to explain the rules, or you want to do it?
I can explain the rules. the way this game works is Andre's going to read us the titles and descriptions of three erotic stories. These can be fan fictions, they can be comics, they can be also,
just like pornos.
They can be like live video pornos.
Right.
But two of them are real. Two of them he found and is relaying to us. And one of them is Andre's own invention. We have to guess which one is his. If you get it right, You're the king of smut. If you get it wrong, you're the gnome bitch, king of what?
Yeah.
That's new. That
it's an
new
excuse to read porno on a podcast. Anyway, so let's start. This is
it Wizard of Oz themed?
Yeah. Sometimes it's Wizard of Oz themed.
This week is special because
sometimes
you know,
it's Frasier themed.
Right, sometimes it is Frasier.
Of course. Okay, that's fine.
This that week, one counts.
You're allowed to do Frasier.
Kelsey Grammer stuff. Played the Tin Man,
the Tin
that's
Man,
why
right.
We
this
did
week
Frasier
is special. Show. You know, Muppets are crossing over with Wizard of Oz. Crossover is a big thing in fanfiction.
Oh!
So this week is all crossover fanfictions.
Oh boy.
And it actually, this, look, it's not as bad. One of them is actually not very erotic. The Wizard of Fuck. A tornado in Manhattan transports Roman Roy into the world of Wizard of Oz. Rather than being greeted by Glenda, a bubble appears before him with interim Waystar CEO Jerry Kelman. Jerry tells Roman that he must defeat the Wicked Witch of the West, Logan, with the help of the Lollipop Guild. On his way, he recruits the Scarecrow, Connor, the Tin Man, Kendall, and the Cowardly Lion, Greg.
Ooh.
Kendall sings his rap to win over the Wicked Witch's flying monkeys, and together they kill Logan and return to New York.
Oh, that's so... I want that to be real so bad.
That's so good.
I do want that to be real.
I mean,
but is that smut?
No, that one's not smart. That's just I know you guys are big. I know, yeah, I know you guys are big. What's that? Whatever that show is.
Friends.
Yeah.
Bare naked ladies.
Succession. I was looking at some Batman Wizard of Oz fanfic this week, just because I was like, they got Oz, like
right.
The Penguin is Oz, and they have the Scarecrow. I was like, there's got to be something there,
there's
right?
Gotta be something.
And I looked it up. There's so many of them. I was like, I just gotta throw this to you.
Yeah,
to like,
I'll pilfer through it. This one is called A Blaze in the Western Sky. This one is a My Chemical Romance crossover.
Ooh. That's great.
Beautiful.
Told from the perspective of Elphaba Ozymandias.
I already know this is real.
A metal-loving, fishnet-wearing, Satan-worshipping young witch.
Check, please.
Elphaba's roommate and lover is the Christian witch Glinda, who keeps trying to stop her from wearing corpse paint and listening to emo music. As if. The two swoon over the new exchange student, the fire wizard, Ferreo, who happens to be in...
Fierro.
Who happens to be in Elphaba's nuclear history class. Elphaba fantasizes about sticking her hat up his butt. And she tells him he'll see her at the school dance where My Chemical Romance was playing. Elphaba is beyond excited to see My Chemical Romance, the band founded by Satanist Gerard Ward, to commemorate 9/11.
All true.
Later, Elphaba and Glinda have sinful lesbian sex that is stopped by the fire guy, who handcuffs them and joins in. The next morning, Elphaba goes to her chemical weaponry class, and the fanfiction then shows the actual chemical formula to make the deadly nerve gas sarin.
Okay. I did not expect the ending there.
Yeah, that's... Wow. What's the last one?
That feels like it has to be real.
I've read that one.
I just,
yeah, I've read that one.
It just feels like the people who write fanfiction and the people who would specifically be interested in My Chemical Romance
right.
and Wizard of Oz, that's like a perfect
story.
The
circle. Thing about Wizard of Oz is that it's such a great vehicle to tell stories.
Yes, of course.
That you can plug, like, you don't have to be an Oz freak like we are.
Yeah, I'm an Oz head.
To plug in, like, Succession into Wizard of Oz, it just does make for good stories.
Yeah, because it's got the it's
yeah, it's so
archetypal. Like,
you're like, oh, I know what I mean.
Hero's journey.
Oh, cousin Greg is the Cowardly Lion.
Exactly.
That makes so much sense. You know,
if I had watched Succession, that would have made perfect sense
right.
to me.
Tom.
Do we have any anime freaks in the building? Because this is the Wizard's Bizarre Adventure.
I also can tell you this one's gotta be real.
I don't know.
An alternate version of the classic Wizard of Oz tale told from the perspective of the wizard. However, the wizard is not the same charlatan we know and love, but is instead a member of the famed Joestar family. A traveling snake oil man in Kansas known as Zoroaster Joestar is transported to the land of Oz after ingesting a potion meant to raise his libido. He wakes up in the midst of a field of poppies and is greeted by the Witch of the North, famed Ripple Master Lisa Lisa. Lisa Lisa tells Zoroaster he must venture to the Emerald City and usurp the evil king and queen Dio and Enya, who have imprisoned their beautiful daughter, Ozma. Due to the influence of the poppies, the two cannot resist each other. And Tara, I didn't know we would be doing this with your family.
It's okay.
The two cannot resist each other and tear off their clothes and engage in a roll in the hay that lasts for hours. After they are appropriately satisfied, Zoroaster heads towards the Emerald City. At the gate, he is stopped by Dio's elite corps of female guard, clad in chainmail bikinis. Using some of the potions he had in his sack from Kansas, Zoroaster makes the guards make out and mud wrestle. After watching for a couple of minutes, he sneaks past and infiltrates the tower Ozma is held in. He explains his goal to the doe-like princess, and the two use the combination of their potions and magical powers to cast Ozma's parents out of the Emerald City. Fearing claims to the throne by the exiled couple, Zoroaster and Ozma must marry and begin the long process of impregnating the new Queen Ozma to secure their line's claim to the throne. Right as Zoroaster plants his seed in Ozma in vivid and quite nauseating anatomical detail, the wizard Zoroaster hears word of a house that has landed on the Wicked Witch of the East. The end.
Damn. Okay.
Wait, I have a couple questions.
Go ahead.
You can ask questions, but they might be a little limited. Yeah. No.
Okay, it's fair. What was the second one again?
Fuck if I remember.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, right.
My Chemical Romance. Okay. So fuck. So effectively, it's one of the three crossovers.
Right?
My Chemical Romance. Succession.
And JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Do we know which ones Andre has seen?
None of them.
I think that the JoJo's one is also something that people who write fanfiction are gonna definitely write fanfiction.
Succession is like a funny Gen Z, but low-key I'm not fully convinced. There's like the
did you like reach out to like one of our friends who's seen Succession for help? Did you ask Phoebe to write the JoJo's one?
Do you think Phoebe's a JoJo?
No, that one was way too
long. Also, does Andre write smut? Does Andre like,
he writes these. I've been writing these for ten weeks.
No, but these are like summaries of other ones. Does Andre create his own smut? But like, would Andre like? Will you like? Are you willing to?
But
write
he
your
loves
own
to do the smut parts, and there was no smut in the Succession.
I think it has to be the Succession one.
I agree.
You guys are all locking into.
But
I don't know.
The only way it's not is if Andre is like really trying to double, like, you know, if he's really doing some reverse psychology.
I'm gonna say something.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go out on a limb. My Chemical Romance.
That's what I was gonna say. Is if he's trying to trick us, it's My Chem. But my official guess is Succession.
Unfortunately, everybody has failed. Smother what? I did a lot of research into JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
No, that's not what happened. It was too long.
It was so long. I spent a long time reading the wiki and finding out.
I knew it.
That's so much work.
It was.
He
a
does
lot
a lot
of work
for
Smother.
Well,
but like,
yeah.
And nothing
an
else.
Anime, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, I did not realize that anime had like generations of families and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
that's
very
why
bizarre.
As we're talking about
yeah.
it, like one of the kids that we work with is obsessed with JoJo, and so I hear him talking about like
Jesus
I have no fucking idea how you could follow that.
So let's
that's
update.
Impressive, Andre.
Thank you. Let's update
He's
the
records
the here.
He's the go to Smutter
What? That brings Dylan's record up to 2-4. Vaughn is 0-1. AJ is 0-1, and Natalie is 0-1.
This is messed up because I've gotten it right every week when I'm just listening.
Doesn't count.
When the
pedals to the metal, when the hams come home to pay, when the chickens come home to roost,
yes.
And Gonzo the
when
robot
the rubber hits
there,
the road. Right.
Yeah, it's
I
might hard.
Reread the Frasier one on my drive home. One hand on the wheel, one hand reading Frasier porn.
I don't.
Third hand, you know where.
Horrible. I liked it when Andre was like, "Sorry, I didn't know your family was going to be here." As if. I don't fucking hear the same shit from him every single day.
And also our most loyal listener.
That's
exactly.
True.
Like, come on.
Well, thankfully, it's time for... Smutter What's finished.
Smutter What's
so
done.
So now we're really in the end game of the show. We're on our last few segments here. What is this, perchance?
What is it?
Fortune cookie.
A little louder.
Fortune cookie.
Thank you very much. Ding, ding, ding. It's time for the wonderful wisdom of Oz. But... if only I had perhaps like 1,000 fortune cookies.
Yeah.
You were telling me about fucking
So I'm excited for this because
you could get one too.
I'm getting one for you. Because unlike most of you people, I love fortune cookies.
I love fortune cookies.
Isn't that weird?
I'm making sure mine has a fortune in it.
They taste like bad.
Well, if anyone doesn't want to eat their fortune cookie, pass it over.
I gotta eat it. I feel bad not eating them. But
this board is awesome.
Yeah, you should put this in the Smithsonian.
I'm gonna put this in the
loop. Definitely have to take a picture of this, preserve it for future generations.
I'm not sure what the cover of this episode is gonna be, but it's probably gonna be either Vaughn or the board. Not Muppets. This is not the Muppets episode.
That one's big.
Alright, so what we do during Fortune Cookie is we read our fortunes, and usually we try and relate it back to the thing we watched.
Right.
So there is no greater pleasure than seeing your loved ones prosper. Mm. Maybe if they became a beautiful R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe me as a shrimp man would see my loved ones prosper.
Right. Easy. Right. A loved one's trust is a valuable asset. Don't break it. That goes out to Queen Latifah in this movie, always breaking Dorothy's trust.
So true.
And breaking that damn fryer.
Dylan just snapped his fingers in the Z formation.
I did a Z snap.
Nice.
Like Queen would have wanted.
She's dead. She died.
Bless up, Queen.
Wait, Queen Latifah died?
Yep, in Frazzle Drip.
Oh my god.
They ate her and replaced her with a robot. Right. It looks exactly identical. Don't look it up. They'll get you if you look it up.
They'll get you for that one.
I heard they're making lies illegal on Wikipedia now, so.
That rules.
Who would have done that, by the way?
Who might have lied on Wikipedia?
Who might have made lying illegal? Perchance was it the,
Oh, we're doubling
up. Oh, yeah. It was that
goddamn
orange.
Cheeto in the White House!
I know all the bits. I gotta get you a soundboard.
That would rule.
That'll be your
smack
present.
Or what?
Yeah.
I'm not even doing that. It's just,
you can check. You can literally check my
notes. That should have a.
Or what?
Smut? Yeah. Or what?
I literally have that.
Crash box.
I keep a note on my phone of like gift ideas, and under that's your great. Birthday gifts, I wrote podcast mic and soundboard. that's what you were gonna get for your birthday.
The good thing about that is that's also a gift for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Andre's burps are on the soundboard.
Oh, obviously. You gotta be able to feature the greats.
Did you go? Did you?
Are you gonna go?
Nat, you can go too if you'd like.
Mine said it's time to take a break, so.
Yeah, which you have to relate it to the Muppet movie.
Okay.
Or you can just say, and that's all, and then you're done.
Well, I took a break from fuck. I didn't finish it, so.
That's true. We did not finish the movie.
Natalie was not paying attention to the Muppets in The Wizard of Oz. Okay, I have an easy one. Your heart will have a capacity. Okay, your heart will have a capacity for love. Come on,
Tin
Man.
Who need a heart?
The Tin Man needs a heart.
Dollar's nipples?
It's like dude. Would you tweak his nipples?
Too perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
A wacky invention will lead to your success.
That's your portion?
Incredible.
Is this a wacky?
Literally.
What kind of fortune? This is different than mine. Look, it looks like you made it yourself.
It's a different type of fortune.
Look, that is a weird one.
A wacky.
I'm trying to think of like.
This is literally one that was like printed out.
Dude, is this misfortune?
Oh,
misfortune gave you this one?
No, that's still saying a good thing. It will leave. Yeah,
no,
right.
Misfortune is a fortune cookie company we beef with. All the
it's
time.
Like a Reddit ass fortune cookie.
Yeah,
company.
Isn't the joke what? Thing that like, oh, we sell you something bad that's gonna happen?
No, it's like horny fortune cookies.
It's like you will have a three way with sex in
that's
it.
That's a throwback to like episode one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a classic
I
fortune.
Still
cookie.
I remember that.
I hate them.
We're not buying them.
No, because
I got all these free fortune cookies. But if I didn't, we would have had to buy that.
A wacky invention will lead to your success.
What are you
trying
to
do? Tin Man was an invention. He was a robot.
Like, kind of, but like.
Are you inventing anything?
Are you inventing anything lately?
What have you been inventing? Right.
So true.
Right.
And you are wacky.
I'm getting wacky. That's all I'm saying.
I love this.
Hell yeah, that.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Dude, my favorite production company.
I can't believe you got that.
Wait.
Thank you. Wait.
Hey, we got a fellow disciple.
I burped on the pod too.
Oh, it's spreading.
Admittedly.
Everybody gets one.
I got four.
Well, we're almost done, folks.
Yeah.
You know what it's time for.
Yes.
Scotty.
Woo!
I knew there was something you were doing with Gotti. It was like coming up.
What do you think this could mean?
Right.
I have no fucking clue besides the picture of John Travolta as John Gotti.
It means it's time for, say it with me, everybody, wickedly talented performance of the week.
I can't fucking take this shit.
It's been 10 weeks. 10 weeks.
I've listened to like 15 hours of this.
Hell yeah, dude!
I've had to record. I've had to watch everything we've seen and read. I've read 3 books. Record hours of podcasts. I'm the one who edits it. I post it to Spotify.
He makes the thumbnail.
He's crying.
Thousands of. Honestly, at this point, probably close to 100 hours on Ozcast.
It's gotta be more.
I'm just gonna say, I'm so proud of you for the bit. I'm so happy. It's so a great. Good. It's a legendary bit.
I don't think it's just a bit.
Well, no, I love
I'm
it
saying
now.
The
also.
Not
yeah.
having
oh, yeah.
told. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was a great. Bit.
There were times.
He was really going through it. He was.
When
you know
we were supposed to hang out and
to
you
me,
canceled
like,
on
fuck,
me.
Fuck, I'm trying to tell Vaughn about this, and now it's like, it's going on for so long, and I didn't think it was going to be this long.
When we did High Tops, when we filmed High Tops, you brought up Wizard of Oz, and I was, we were like 3 episodes in. I couldn't say anything.
Impossible.
I had to be like, oh.
Yeah, because I've also, that's the other fucking crazy thing about this. I have literally been going on my own journey, and Wizard of Oz has been, like, a part of it. But also, very oh specifically, God. The movie, and none of the established Wizard of Oz media.
And not even this, wait, where did the book go? Oh, and not even this book?
Oh, my God.
Play around with that.
Open it up.
Take a gander.
That's pretty cute.
I just found this over there.
Yeah, that was mine when I was a child, because... You know, I was, like, really into Wizard of Oz as a child.
Oh, we have the dolls!
Yeah, you
Jesus Christ!
You okay?
Chill.
Okay.
No, chill.
He's amped. Yeah, they, like, dressed me up as Dorothy and shit when I was a
wow.
kid.
This is a big Oz household.
It's a big Oz household.
Yeah, I forgot. You do have the Wicked Witch on the...
Yeah, they got that magnet and then also the Swingers Cup.
Yes, of course. Yeah, my parents' friend group that does not know that pineapples mean swingers, and they call them.
Kind of sounds like they might just be swingers.
No, they're not. Trust me, I know my mom. She did not know that. And they're also all like middle-aged.
It does.
Christian
middle-aged women. People love pineapples.
They do. There's something about it.
True.
There's always a pineapple.
You know what? My parents just there's literally.
You looking at? You seeing
this?
Yeah.
Dylan's brought out my Wizard of Oz Barbies from when I was a child that were never opened up because I didn't want to play with Barbies. So
they're probably
just,
worth millions.
I was about to say, they're probably worth a shit ton of stuff.
We have all of them.
There's yeah, like, I have all
how
of them.
How many are there?
There's every character.
Oh my
yeah.
god.
Yeah,
wait, no. what? Why did... So your parents got you all of them, and you didn't open any of them, and they were like, let's keep buying them.
It probably got them all, like, in 1 year. For,
right.
like, Christmas and my birthday. That's because they just bought me a lot of girl stuff that, like, I didn't really want, but, so it would just stay in boxes.
But I'm like, I feel like if you do it the first time, you're like, and then just like, I feel like I would take that as like, okay.
No, they didn't do that. My room was a Barbie room, and I was like, please no.
There's also like a shit ton of other Wizard of Oz merch up there that
I'm sure there's.
I just can't get to because I hurt my knee, so.
I would offer to get it, but sadly I'm incapacitated.
He threw out
wait,
his
did
back.
You do the game eater?
We did. We
right.
said it was
yeah,
gay out of. We said it was bi out of gay.
Bi out of gay.
Do you want to lean in?
No.
We had to hit that one really quick. We were running way out of time.
Performances.
What
did we?
This?
We added a new. Oh
right.
Wickedly talented performance of the week. You have to say your. You pick a performance from something you watched this week. It doesn't have to be an evil performance, but it could be if you're so inclined. Maybe a wicked performance. And you just say, you just talk about it. You give a little shout out to something you liked this week.
Right.
Do you mind if I quick look at the movie?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Check on Letterboxd. I think I may, let me think specifically. I watched 5 movies today. I would say William Atherton in Real Genius was great. I also watched. You know what? You know what I'm going to give it to? Josh Brolin in Inherent Vice. I don't think Josh Brolin gets his flowers enough. You might say he's doing the same thing he always does, But I say, God damn, that man is good at what he does. He's so good at being stoic. Yes, it's the same role that he plays in Men in Black 3. But it's so good. It's so good. And I really love him in it.
Wow. I hate to do this, but the only movie I watched this week was the Minecraft movie. So I think by default it has to be
No. I'm literally like, I'm not letting you do that.
I was also gonna say like on my show you're not allowed to do that.
I'm doing it. It's
but it's also your show. You're allowed to do it.
I guess it's Jack Black, fucking Chicken Jockey. Am I right?
I did not watch that movie.
I wanna leave.
It sucks. It sucks.
I'm leaving. I'm
You watched that movie, Vaughn. Did you watch it by yourself?
No. No. It was Naomi.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
That I was not going to, and I was like,
you know what my favorite part of that movie is that they don't know how to make a movie, so like in like a third of the shots, Jack Black's gut is just in like the corner. Like very obviously not supposed to be there.
I just love how it wasn't even close to being bad. I'm like, I just feel I'm genuinely ashamed of myself.
Right.
I'm genuinely like, I shouldn't have contributed to the box office. Like it wasn't even funny bad. It was just like lame as hell. The only thing that was kind of amusing was how not only did our theater kind of freak out and clap for a bunch of lines, but they did so very politely and respectfully and didn't like aggressively. But every time they'd be like, Chicken Jack, they're like, woo!
Oh my God.
Thank you. And I'm like, they didn't overdo it.
I saw it in 40X, which was a bad idea. It cost like $40 a ticket.
Oh no. That's horrific.
Hey. You're really sticking with Jack Black? You're not going
to... I haven't watched... the only other thing I watched is a documentary about the Mariners. And things
like... John Boyce?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Amazing. I'm getting a John Boyce right now. Wait, but... I don't know if this makes sense, but like, what if it's a performance in like a video or something? I don't know, like a comedian or like something, and you're like, that was so funny.
You know what? I've been watching The Sopranos lately.
Sopranos! Hey,
we're on season 2. It's Richie Aprile. It's whoever plays Richie Aprile. There you go.
My wickedly talented performance of the week, which I am excited. I don't normally watch like anything, so I actually have one this week because I've been sitting around watching TV. What?
I think I know who it is.
Yeah, my wickedly talented performance of the week is Owen Cooper from Adolescence.
Is that the boy or the man?
It's the boy.
Man is from Snatch.
Stephen Graham.
Stephen Graham must be mine.
There you go. So Stephen Graham's Snatch. I was gonna say him, but I was trying to go with the Wicked way. So the kid is the bad guy.
And the wickeder, the better. The more points you.
Freaking awesome.
Can I ask something?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to keep going?
No, go on.
So I have two. I'm choosing. I want to choose between. The thing is, one I think is the more talented performance, but the other one is a truly wicked performance.
Hey, there's no rules. I just did two, so just say them both.
Okay, the truly wicked performance, but also wickedly talented, John Malkovich and Con Air. Ooh. That guy is fucking eating up every scene. Just, he's loving it. He's loving being a total piece of shit, but, like, knowing he's good at his job. Yeah. There's something about the almost, like, competence porn of, like, man, that guy fucking sucks, but, like, you gotta respect him. And they literally have him be like, this guy is, like, it's kind of an icky part of the movie, but it's, like, one of these guys is, like, trying to assault someone, and he's, like, no, fuck you. Like, I just want to go to the Bahamas, and I'm evil. Just, like, hell yeah, John Malkovich. Do your thing.
He's one of our greats. He's so good in Rounders. He's eating Oreos.
Right. You ever
okay, wickedly talented performance, though, if I gotta give it to him. Come on. It's my girl. It's my girl, Julia Roberts. Aaron Brockovich, movie,
Aaron Brockovich,
something in me. Oh my God, she is truly serving every scene. I mean, girl, every time I was like, "Fucking you go." Every outfit, I'm like, "You're popping off."
Classic lesbian awakening movie.
Honestly, yeah,
literally.
Real.
No, it really is.
Got me feeling like Drake. Honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I know how that feels. cutting that one out.
Now you can't cut it out.
I saved it.
But yeah, Julia Roberts, hey, after The Hunt, she's finally getting like a good movie, like a prominent good movie to be in. It's great. I'm glad we're going to get a Julia Roberts comeback. It's going to be like Demi Moore again. Right. I'm so hyped.
She could win an
Oscar. It's by the fucking Challengers director. This is going to be awesome. That's like, awesome. Challengers and Queer and Call Me By Name.
And
how does that guy make like 9 movies in a
year? I don't know. I fucking love him. He's it's crazy.
That's, I mean, right. Of course.
Yeah, that's like every director.
Yeah.
Not Dean Devlin.
Skip.
All right, we're going to go into our last bit here. This is our sign-off bit. We just say, you know, a quick thank you. But before we get to that, I just want to rattle off a couple more great performances, a couple of honorable mentions. One, Val Kilmer in Real Genius. Val. Aww.
Rip.
Val. You were really one of the legends. It's so sad that you're gone. And I hope you're listening. I know you were an Oz freak. You were a loyal listener right. for many years.
Definitely.
And
this
you
is
know.
Like when Justin Bieber went to the Anne Frank Museum and he wrote, I bet she would have been a believer.
Yeah, that's yeah. true.
But Val would have. And you know what? I've like been reading a lot of his like stuff lately, and honestly, a lot of it has motivated me to be like, fuck yeah. Just like fucking do whatever you want and be awesome, and it's awesome.
Did
and
you see his journal is like it's silver, but it has like a gold line.
Yeah.
Oh!
He was there.
He was there. He was a bimetallism.
He was there every step of the way.
That rocks.
And also another great performance. In Saturday Night, the main guy, he's in Fablemans.
Gabrielle LaBelle
plays Lorne. And as always, we say a big thank you to Lorne for letting us do this show.
Thank you, Lorne.
Thank you, Lorne. Lauren gives me time off every week to make Ozcast. Of course, now having watched Saturday Night, I'm sure I understand exactly what he was trying to do with Saturday Night Live. I'm kind of trying to do with Ozcast.
Right.
So I'm sure he kind of gets it. That's why he's giving me the time off.
It's counterculture.
Yeah, it's counterculture, revolutionary, never been done before.
Resist.
Hashtag resist, hashtag frazzle drip.
I do not endorse that.
I didn't either. Sometimes you just have to go with the flow. But yeah,
hashtag Bush did 9/11, and I'm talking about the underwear Bush.
What?
Kate Bush, who created her own brand of underwear.
That's Kate Spade, who died, I think.
From well, she, right? I'm pretty sure it's a fictional character.
Kate Spade died.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, next, you're gonna tell me.
I don't know how Andre knows about Kate Spade.
Next, you're gonna tell me fucking Anthony Bourdain's.
I remember finding out about it in 10th grade because I saw some news article. I was like, Kate Spade died, and my first reaction was, oh my god, David Spade's wife is dead.
Oh my god.
Another thing I learned about Lorne this week: Lorne's first wife, Rosie Schuster, cousin of Jerry Schuster, co-creative Superman, Joe Schuster, Jerry Siegel, co-creator Superman.
Fucking end it.
Wow.
Gut it, dump it.
Wait, do we have any other thanks to give? Anything to plug? We thank you to Val, of course.
Thanks to Tommy and Nick.
Thanks to Tommy and Nick for filling in last week. I really do appreciate that. Thank you to Vaughn.
Right.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to everyone who's listening for not spoiling this surprise to Vaughn. I was really worried he would be like, I knew the whole time.
I didn't know. We did it.
Thank you to Vaughn for being a surprise guest. I know this must be very difficult.
I'm sorry. I was a little confused.
That's perfectly normal.
Yeah.
You might be confused. And it's totally okay, because, as always, the tagline of our show...
Oh, well, you're not going to say thank you to me for being a special guest?
I saw the opportunity! I'm going to fold it in! I'm going to do the magic of editing!
You didn't even say it! You can't edit an interview!
Now I can't!
I'm going to fold it in with the magic...
I was going to fold it in with the magic of editing.
Like a meringue.
What are you talking about?
Thank you to AJ, and thank you to Natalie for being here. AJ, perilous circumstances made the trip out here.
Yeah.
5 steps from the room to be on Ozcast.
Yeah, I walked outside my bedroom door and I was here.
And Natalie, thank you for taking care of AJ to make sure they were well enough to be on Ozcast this week.
3 days post-op on Ozcast.
Woo! Woo!
And they said it couldn't be done.
If you have anybody to thank, go ahead. Now's your time. Plug something.
Reddit.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks.
Vaughn's thanking his dad.
Vaughn's dad.
I'm thanking my dad.
AJ's dad.
AJ's thanking our dad.
I'm thanking
Thank your dad.
I know.
You don't have to thank your dad.
Salutes Alex Ovechkin.
That's a good one.
Hey.
Hockey player. He just passed Gretzky's.
And we don't give a fuck about Ukraine.
Of course I know it. I love hockey.
Oh my god.
What?
Stop. You have guests on this podcast.
The host's views reflect the guest's views.
No, they do not. Legally inadmissible.
Keep it in.
Wait. Everybody, can we all thank Zelensky right now?
I'm not doing
that. I'm thanking Robbie Williams. Thank you, Robbie Williams. Woo!
A better man.
Better man. I don't know if we have anybody else to thank.
We're fucking, it's an hour 40.
Well, I was just going to say, Vaughn, if you were you confused at all during this show?
Nope, not one bit.
Come on!
Can I not riff?
It's a good goof.
It's called Yes End, pal. I'm doing Yes End to you.
Right. Should we do an improv skit right now? I'm carrying oranges.
I'm Frasier. I'm allergic to oranges.
Did you do dice at all?
Yeah, he did a lot of dice.
Thank God.
What do I look like? a fucking mushagat.
When this is over, I'm gonna need you to do Sebastian Maniscalco for my girl. Yeah. Because.
He's more uppity.
Yeah.
Dice is more this.
Man, I have work tomorrow. Please you end can the leave. Episode.
Yeah. As always, folks, if you're like Vaughn, if you're a little confused on this episode, if some of the things we said or did didn't make a whole lot of sense to you, just remember and never forget, it's Ozcast, people. You're not supposed to get it.